HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Angel of Rome and Other Stories by Jess Walter. Performed by Eduardo Ballerini and Julia Whalen.
Mr. Voice. Mother was a stunner. She was so beautiful, men would stop mid-step on the street to watch her walk by. When I was little, I would see them out of the corner of my eye and look back, my hand still in hers. Sometimes I'd wonder if the ogling man was my father, but I don't think the men ever saw me, and my mother didn't notice them, or pretended not to notice, or had stopped noticing. She'd simply pull my hand toward the Crescent, or the Bon Marché, or the fountain at Newbury's, wherever we were going that day. Come on, Tanya, no dawdling. This could have been my mother's motto in 1974. No dawdling. I was 9 then, and mother 31. She had 4 or 5 boyfriends at any given time. She eliminated them like murder suspects. We lived in a small apartment above a jewelry store where mother worked as a greeter. I think the owner's theory was that men wouldn't dicker over carrots if my tall, striking, mini-skirted mother was looking over their shoulders. Oh, that's beautiful. Your wife is very lucky. She seemed to have a date whenever she wanted one, at least 3 or 4 a week. I knew them by profession. I'm seeing the pilot tonight, she would say from a cloud of hairspray, or with a dismissive roll of her eyes. The lawyer's taking me to see Galley. Mother left me alone in the apartment when she went on these dates, and I fed myself and put myself to bed. But she was always there when I woke in the morning, sometimes hurrying the pilot or the lawyer out the door. After one of the men spent the night, I'd wonder if he might stick around for a while, but the next day he was gone, and in his place was a fireman or an accountant. Then, one day, Mother stopped dating entirely. She announced that she was marrying one of the men, a guy she'd been out with only 3 times by my count, Mr. Voice. He was a short, intense man with buggy eyes and graying hair that he wore long and mauve, his face framed by bushy sideburns and a thinning swoop across his big forehead. You're marrying him? I was confused. Mother always said that one day my father would return, that he was her one love, that what they had was special, and these other boyfriends were just placeholders until he came back. I didn't remember my father, and she wouldn't talk about him, where he lived or who he was, but she'd get this faraway look and make pronouncements like, we'll always be together, and he'll come back. Until then, she was just biding her time, or so I thought. But then Mr. Voice came along. What about my father? I asked. We were packing up the apartment into grocery store boxes. Your father? She smiled gently. Your father has got nothing to do with it. This is about making a home, a family for us. Wait, she was doing this for me? I didn't want her to make a family for us. I wanted to wait for my father. She set down the dishes she was packing and pushed the hair out of my eyes. Listen to me, Tanya. You're a very pretty girl. You're going to be a beautiful woman. This is something you won't understand for a while, but your looks are like a bank account. You can save your whole life, but at some point, you'll have to spend the money. Do you understand? It was the only time I ever heard Mother talk about her looks this way. Something about it gave me a stomach ache. I said I understood, but I didn't. Or maybe I did. Mr. Voice was 50 then, almost 20 years older than my mother. Although his name was Claude Almond, everyone knew him, and I mean everyone knew him, as Mr. Voice. This was the name on his business cards, the name in the phone book, the name on the big sign outside the studio he owned, the name people greeted him with on the street, mimicking his basso profundo.
Hey, Mr. Voice!
By the summer of 1974, when my mother married him, Claude was famous in our town, on every radio station on the dial, on TV commercials, at civic events, hosting variety shows. Mr. Voice's rumble narrated our daily life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?